If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me is Diz.
What's up, Patty? Ready for the weekend, baby.
And Sunshine's joining us today.
I second that, Diz.
All right, good talk. All right. We are now live on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you just search for Sports Betting by Dummies, you should be able to find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. On there, we will post our best bets of the night, even if we aren't having an episode that night, along with the Hail Mary Parlay of the Day. So to kind of start off the episode, we're going to kind of go through a Masters update. Current leader right now, we're not done with the second round yet, but Justin Rose has a firm lead at 7-under. Did you guys watch him at all today or yesterday? Didn't he just go off yesterday?
Yeah, it was 7-under yesterday.
The only thing I saw when I watched a little bit at work, he started his day today like 3-over. So he must have had a strong back nine to get back to even par. But yeah, he's playing pretty well. I was surprised. Like, yeah, he fell all the way down to like 4-under, so he must have turned it around.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good having the lead going into the weekend, but at Augusta, like, literally anything can happen.
Yeah, Zalatoris closed the gap on him. Like, this morning, he was 7-under, and the next closest person was 2-under, and now it's Rose is at 7-under, and then there's a three-way tie for second place at 6-under. Two-way tie at 6-under, so it's getting closer now.
So an update on a few of the picks that we had last episode. I had mentioned Justin Thomas. He is tied for 6th right now, currently 3 strokes back. I believe I also mentioned John Rahm. He is tied for 21st, and he is 7 strokes back. So not great. Diz, who did you pick to win last episode? Do you have any idea?
I had Rory or Morikawa. Rory's going to miss the cut, and I'm not sure where Morikawa's at, but I think he's quite a few back.
No, Morikawa's actually tied for 12th. He's only 5 strokes back, so he's still in the hunt.
Yep. I'm hoping he can pull together a good weekend. I mean, 7-under, honestly, isn't that high for like a Friday final round score. Obviously, DJ won at 20-under last year. That's the lowest score ever at Augusta for 4 rounds, but I was still expecting a double digits on through Friday. I don't know if the course has played tough so far, but I think tomorrow is a big opportunity for some people, especially if that number stays around 10 or 11. So I could see it. I'm juiced to have put money on him.
So one thing that I heard from another gambling podcast, Hammer Don, one of their guests on the show said that the members of Augusta National didn't take too kindly to the fact that Dustin tore up Augusta last fall. So I believe they were purposefully, you know, cutting the greens extra short, you know, making the course as difficult as possible so they wouldn't have a repeat performance of that this time around.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I'm all for birdies and pros being pros, but you know, seeing DJ dominate like that was less fun to watch. I love when it's more competitive. So as long as we have a couple guys, no matter what the score's at, I really couldn't care what the members think. As long as it's competitive, and I think as long as someone doesn't just dominate, I'm going to be okay with that.
Yep, I agree. Then some finishing spot odds that I had. I said Paul Casey to finish top 10. He is currently tied for 41st, but he is making the cut, so he could always get up into the top 10. Adam Scott, top 20. He's currently tied for 50th. Same situation. It looks like he is going to make the cut, so he still could move up into that top 20 spot. And then Webb Simpson at top 20. He's tied for 32nd. He will also make the cut. So all the finishing spots are still there for me, still capable of winning those bets. And then, of course, I hated to do this, Diz, but it does look like Brooks Koepka is going to miss the cut.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted him to be in contention, but I guess you were right. I didn't think you'd ever take the public side, but here we are.
Yep, I mean, it was just too good. Sometimes things are just too juicy and you have to jump on it. If you're looking at some current odds on FanDuel Sportsbook for some winners for the Masters, we got Jordan Spieth at plus 450, which he's actually a stroke or two back, so it's surprising that he's kind of the leader. Justin Rose at plus 550 and Justin Thomas at plus 550. I don't know how Sunshine pronounced his name earlier, but Will Zalatoris, who is currently tied for second place, has plus 1,200 odds. That's pretty good for being in that spot. Xander Schauffele also at plus 1,200. And then my kind of sleeper pick, and maybe a person you may want to sprinkle some money on at this point, Mark Leishman at plus 2,000 odds. I like the way he's playing. Well, so Mark Leishman, actually, he was even after yesterday. Today, he went minus 5. So you got to like the performance he's putting on. So maybe he can keep that up and really take over for the weekend. So I'm liking Mark Leishman at plus 2,000.
I'm loving Zalatoris. I mean, if you guys have seen this kid, he's got absolute lettuce. He's got blonde lettuce that just flows magically out of the back of the hat. And his swing is so pure and so smooth yet snappy, and just, it's honestly quite arousing. So the fact that he's 12-1, that's just a guy that's fun to watch and fun to root for. I didn't even know he existed until last weekend when a lot of people were talking about him. I'm all in on Zalatoris, so I love the value at 12-1. Sure, he might not win, but that's someone you want to root for. So my lone best bet halfway through the Masters for this pod, Patty, is Zalatoris outright 12-1.
Okay, there you go. So a little halfway point action for you right there. So while we're on the topic of best bets, let's review our best bets from Wednesday. Diz, unfortunately, your one best bet from Wednesday, Bernard Langer to make the cut. It unfortunately looks like that is not going to happen.
That really hurts. Bernard's my boy. He still wins all the time on the Champions Tour. And still going to root for him. And, it's going to be my best bet next year, too. I think he's going to come back strong. He might be in a wheelchair by that point because he's literally 70 years old. But he still gives it a good fight. And like you said, I think it's playing tougher this year after what DJ did last year. So I'm not counting him out. It hurts. It hurts because he's my boy. But I'm not giving up on him just yet. We'll see him next April.
If it makes you feel better, he is tied for the same spot as Rory McIlroy, who a lot of people had winning the tournament. So
who was my best? Who was my favorite to win the tournament? So
that's Augusta, baby.
Yes, sir.
On Wednesday, I went 2-1 on my best bets. I just can't believe the Mavericks lost to the Rockets. And the Mavericks were like 10 or 11 point favorites on Wednesday, and they lost to the Rockets. And to be honest, a lot of people are saying that it may have been a trap game because last night the Mavericks were playing the Bucks and the Mavericks actually beat the Bucks. So a lot of people were saying, hey, they kind of overlooked Houston and just said, let's focus on Milwaukee. But either way, that's a painful 2-1. But hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Sure.
All right. Best bets of the night. Does anyone want to start off, or do you want me to just go for it?
Pat, you can go, but then I need your assist for my NHLs.
Yep, I got you. All right. My best bets tonight. We're sticking to the NBA, so these are all NBA picks. My first best bet is the Magic plus five versus the Pacers. The Pacers will be without Miles Turner and Malcolm Brogdon. The Pacers are 11-17 against the spread this season as a favorite. The Pacers are 10-15 against the spread with equal rest, which means both of them have had both teams have had one day off. On January 22nd, these two teams played each other, and the Magic actually covered 4.5 points. So give me the Magic plus the five.
Big disagreement for me here, Patty.
A big disagreement?
Big disagreement here. My boy Domantas Sabonis, he plays better when Miles Turner doesn't play. And it's something that's truly baffled me forever, how Miles Turner is still on the Pacers roster. I've wanted him to be traded ever since he was drafted. I think Sabonis is going to pop tonight.
Maybe a little prop action, get Sabonis over on points.
Maybe over on rebounds. What's his rebound count? Is it like 12.5, maybe 13.5?
Let me get there. But what? How do you feel about maybe even like a triple double and the Pacers to win? I bet you get some good odds on that bad boy.
Can you do a same gamer like that?
Oh yeah. All right, player rebounds. Okay, they're not even listing Sabonis, so, you know, that's great. Maybe Sabonis isn't playing either.
Well, if Sabonis isn't playing, then yes, Magic plus five. But if Sabonis wasn't playing, the line wouldn't be five. It would be much bigger.
Maybe he's questionable. I can't find any odds on Sabonis right now.
Any points? No, not even points?
No.
Damn, that's wild.
So that might worry you if you're going for the Pacers, but I'm sticking with my best bet being the Magic plus the five there. Okay. My next best bet of the night, sticking in the NBA, we are going 76ers minus 6.5 points versus the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans will be without Brandon Ingram. He's a starter for them. The Pelicans, 1-4 against the spread in their last five. Philadelphia, 5-3-1 with a rest advantage. Pelicans against the spread with a rest disadvantage. The trends are all pointing one direction, and that's Sixers to cover the 6.5.
I love it. I'm not going to take it, of course, but I like that. I like that a lot.
And my final best bet of the night, sticking in the NBA, we are going Grizzlies minus 1.5 versus the Knicks. Now, I'm on record saying that the Knicks are one of my favorite teams to bet on, but the Grizzlies, 5-0 against the spread their last five, 9-1 against the spread their last 10. Grizzlies, 6-2 against the spread as a road favorite. Knicks, 5-8-1 against the spread as a home dog. And then on January 29th, the Grizzlies beat the Knicks by 21 points. You got to go Grizzlies minus 1.5 here.
Patty, you're going against your brand, man. That's what I've been doing in the NHL, and it's killing me. You stick with the teams that are hot for you, man. Why are you going against the Knicks?
Because the Grizzlies have actually been more hot for me than the Knicks have been.
Then just stay away. Don't fight your two best teams here. Just stay away and bet on them both tomorrow night or whenever they play again.
Trust me on this one, Diz. Grizzlies.
I'll let you do it. I'm just saying. You're gonna be in a weird spot when your Knicks win and you took the Grizz. I'm just saying.
In this gambling world, Diz, you can't pick favorites unless you're Sunshine and you pick the Reds.
Goddamn right.
All right, Diz, you want me to run through the NHL for you?
Yes, sir. You know what, Patty? I actually have a best bet in every single NHL game tonight. So what I want you to do is I want you to list the matchup, and I'm going to give you my pick.
All right, you got it. First game, Rangers versus Islanders.
Over 5.5.
Okay. Penguins versus Devils.
Over 5.5.
Capitals versus Sabres.
Over 5.5.
Wild versus Blues.
Over 5.5.
Coyotes versus Golden Knights.
Over 5.5.
Avalanche versus Ducks.
Over 5.5.
And finally, Kings versus Sharks.
Under, no, I'm just kidding. Over 5.5. We're taking the over in every fucking game. Pucks on net tonight, boys. Feeling a lot of goals. Going back to my brand. If we hit about 4 or 5 of these, we're going to net a profit. Hammer the over tonight. That's all I got, Petty.
There you go. It's hard to argue. Sunshine, you're going to grace us with one best bet of the night.
Yeah, you know it, and it comes as no surprise, but I am going with the hottest team in baseball, the Cincinnati Reds, money line over the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think it's going to be a good game, though. The Diamondbacks have Taylor Widener pitching, who came off an incredible first outing. He shut out the San Diego Padres in 6 innings. That was a great against a San Diego team that has a lot of good hitters. The Reds have Tyler Mahle pitching, who he had a decent first game, got the win, but gave up a couple runs. So I think it'll be a good game. I would be surprised if the Reds, I mean, and you never know because they've been unbelievably hot, but none of the batters on the Reds have ever faced Widener. So, you know, they're going to have to rely on their scouting report, but it could be a kind of a slower game than what we've been used to the last 4 games for the Reds, or 5 games rather. So I still think the Reds are going to pull it out. But I think it's going to be a good game. I think the over under is at 9.5. And you know, we always say life's too short to bet the under, but I think it could possibly be an under, but I think
no way you can take the under. No way you can take the under on this Reds team right now.
I mean, I don't know. I actually agree with Sunshine on this one because I noticed that the Reds had not faced this pitcher before, and this pitcher had an incredible outing last time. I don't hate it.
I think it's going to be a great game, though.
9.5, I think, is where the line's at for the over-under.
Yes. If I would ever bet over-unders, which I wouldn't, I just do the money line. But over-under is 9.5. I think it would be a safe bet to say that it's going to be an under on that. But who knows? It's kind of a risky business taking the Reds under. Their offense is so hot right now. It's unbelievable. But you never know. I think this Widener guy had a good good first outing, carrying that momentum into this. This is also the Reds' first away game of the year, so you never know how they could react to that. We'll just see.
Completely different ballpark. You're not playing in Great American Ballpark. That's like probably one of the most batter-friendly ballparks, and they have to travel all the way to Arizona. I mean, you could see the writing on the wall for possibly an under here.
Yeah. 100%. So that's what I'm going with. But still, Reds are going to pull it out. You can't stop.
He's going to say Reds money line with maybe a lean towards an under there. One little tidbit. So I think most over-unders early on in the season are anywhere from like 7.5 to 8.5 usually. I actually went 2-1 on over-unders yesterday. And actually, the one over I bet on actually was the one I lost. So there was 3 unders yesterday that hit. I think the first couple of days of baseball, there was a lot of offense. But I think now things are going to kind of revert back to the norm. So I don't hate the Reds Diamondbacks under here.
I think it'll be a good game.
All right. Good stuff. That's our baseball sharp right there.
Glad to be here again.
Yeah, maybe you'll show up for a Wednesday podcast sometime.
Yeah, we'll see. Don't bet on that.
Love that. Okay. Everyone's favorite part of the week of the episode, the Hail Mary parlay of the day, baby.
Patty, this is nothing personal.
Let's hear it. Let's come on. Give it to me. What do you got?
Before you start your Hail Mary parlay of the day, since the odds are absurd, just want to point out that I'm going through the car wash. So if my speaker gets too loud, or if it's like cutting into your Hail Mary parlay of the day, just can you boot me from the chat?
I can mute your ass.
Yeah, just mute my ass. if the car wash gets too loud, I just got to keep the Zoom Zoom fresh and clean for tonight. But I do respect your Hail Mary parlay. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's just like I thought this line was pretty long. I thought I had more time. So go ahead. Feel free to mute me if it gets too loud.
Well, and I can mute you in post-production too, but don't give me that shit that you think the Hail Mary parlay of the day is worth anything. You always give me shit for it. But anyways, so today's Hail Mary parlay of the day. You can bet $1 to win $657.53. All right, so we're going to start off with 9 NBA games, okay? We got Magic plus 5 versus the Pacers. Wizards plus 5 versus the Warriors. 76ers minus 6 versus the Pelicans. Grizzlies minus 1.5 versus the Knicks. Celtics minus 8.5 versus the Timberwolves. Bulls plus 1.5 versus the Hawks. Hornets plus 4.5 versus the Bucks. Nuggets minus 8 versus the Spurs. And Clippers minus 11 versus the Rockets. And the last leg of this Hail Mary parlay of the day comes courtesy of the Cincinnati Reds minus 1.5 runs versus the Diamondbacks. I am fully on board with you here, Sunshine. I think the Reds get the job done. I'm including them in my Hail Mary parlay of the day. Let's take it to the bank.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All righty. Well, that pretty much does it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Another week's in the books for your boys. If you want to check out on our picks when we're not doing a show, feel free to follow us on Twitter where we'll tweet some of those bets out at SportsBetByDumb. Have a great weekend, everyone.
See you, Craig.
That's not a one at all. Stop.